אני חבצורס השורן של שנס העמוקים. So Chazal say that this pasuk compares Knesset Yisrael. When we were in Mitzrayim, the lashon of the Medrash is Omer Knesset Yisrael ani uvachaviv ani. I was betzilon shel Mitzrayim ubishol kalik insani Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ramses. So Chazal tell us that this pasuk ani chavatzos hashoren means that Klal Yisrael are like hidden, which means that even when we look. We began to discuss this already in the previous parak. Even when we look like we're in a bad place, deep down, Klal Yisrael are chaviv moi by the Rabbanu Shel Olam. And the raya the Medrash is bringing is, look, we left Mitzrayim, we were memtei shari tuma, right? When we left Mitzrayim, we were memtei shari tuma. Later, by the time we were in Ramses, we said, Zekei Levan Veil. By Kriyas Yamsuf, we want a level of Ross or Shifcha Layam, Mashal Eroi Yecheskel Ben Buzi. Right? We're already on a level of Ross or Shifcha Layam, Mashal Eroi Yecheskel Ben Buzi. That means we went from Mente Shari Tuma all the way up. That's the biggest Raya. That is the biggest Raya that we always were there. It's not Shaykh that in 1 week we went from Mente Shari Tuma into the level of Zekei Levan Veil. The only way to explain it, that's what the Medrash is saying. Medrash is saying is, Chavuya Betzilo Yishol Yam. I was hidden. Ulishol Kala Toivim Maisek Yishashan Shanema Zekei Levan Veil. Okay. But I want to get to the main Nekuda. So now the Pasuk goes on to compare Klal Yisrael to another specific pre. Kitapuach patze ayar came deidi bein abonim. So compares Klal Yisrael to a tapuach. There's many gemaras in Shas, gemara in Shabbos, there's Medrash Rabbe, Yalkut Shemoyni. They all say the gemara in Shabbos is daf peches by the sugi matan Torah. That we're dafka compared to a tapuach, to an apple. What's Klal Yisrael shaychus to an apple? What's the kitapuach? First of all, I'm using a tapuach. Tapuach. A lot of Torah. A lot of Torah is made available to me from the Tapuach. But Lamaisa, there has to be some deep-rooted connection to Klal Yisrael. In Tapuach, what's the Shaychus? So the Gemara says, in Masechet Shabbos, difficult Gemara, the Gemara says that Klal Yisrael doimer tapuach, ma tapuach, olav, period, koidim lo olav, af Yisrael, we said nasa before nishma. Which means the Gemara is saying that the characteristic of the apple, when it was created, from sheish yismei breishis, is that the fruit comes out before the leaf. If you ever watch the trees as they blossom, so the leaves are the first ones that sprout. Then you have a fruit. Then the fruit comes out. The tapuach is unique. That the tapuach, the fruit itself, begins to sprout before the leaf. And then the leaf comes after. It's called tapuach patzeiya. In fact, according to one medrash, that's why the apple leaf is the strongest leaf. Because it grows out of the fruit itself. It has more koiches. It's more koiches. But Chazal says, so what's the Shaychus? We said Nasa before Nishma. We also said Nasa before Nishma. What does that mean? Normally, somebody wants to give you something to do, first they have to tell you. First you have to hear. Then you can say, I'm going to do it. But Klal Yisrael, we said Nasa before we heard Nishma. The Shaychus is, what's the Shaychus? What's the Shaychus, the leaf and the apple? What's that connection? And why does that have to do with Nasa V'Nishma? What's the... And Bechlal, the bigger Kasha, is what is the greatness of Nasa V'Nishma? I don't know if this ever bothered the Olam. What is so great about Nasa V'Nishma? What do we say? We're makabel to do before we hear. Even though the Gemara itself says, I'm a Paziza. You can't do before you hear. Lamaisa. You can't be Makayim something unless you hear it. Right? So if I go to Benji, I say, Benji, there's something I want you to do. You say, okay, done. You can't do it. You can say it's done, but you can't do it. You can't do it till I tell you what to do. It's not practical. The Gemara actually asks, I'm a Paziza. Not the Gemara, the Tzeduki. The Tzeduki asks the Hove, I'm a Paziza. You're a rush nation that jumps to do things before you could do them. What do you say, Nasav and Ishmael? Sounds ridiculous. Somebody comes to me, they say, Rebbe, I'm going to understand the sugi before I even learn it. I'm not impressed. There are people like that. I'm not impressed with them. I'm not impressed if somebody tells me they can understand the sugi before they learn the sugi. That's not a good sugi. Because there's a practical way to understand the sugi. Right? First you have to sweat. Sometimes I can't even give shiur because the oil didn't even sweat enough to even get shiur. Then you can sweat in shiur. But if you didn't sweat before shiur, you can't sweat in shiur. You have to be prepared. So a lot of times I tell the oil to prepare. I say, they come into shiur. There's nobody to talk to. It's because you have to shvitz to shvitz. So what's the mila? What's the mila that we said in Asa v'Nishma? It's not even practical. Not even practical that we said it. It's pshat. That was the Tzeduki's question. Question is, what's the answer to the Tzeduki? The Rabbeinu Shel Olam was so impressed with our Nasa v'Nishma that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam said, Mi gila roze l'banai. Who taught this to my children that they knew what the Malachim know? Because the Malachim know Nasa v'Nishma. Who taught this to Klal Yisrael? What's the pshat? So somehow, Nasa v'Nishma, that is our Mila. That we have, that's doim at the malach. It's a shaykhaz. So the idea here is a moiridik atif in the kuda. That a person, every Jew, every Yid has to understand. And that's what is being brought here. What is the biggest reward? We know that schar mitzvah b'hai al-malek. There is no schar mitzvah in this world. Yes, you can get like what we call residual. You can get, like people have, they have a stock. You can get stock benefits. Right? But, even while the stock is locked up in the company, you could be getting benefits. You could get residuals. But, that's the payers. Akeren kayem is going oil mabo. The ikel is an oil mabo. What's the reason? What's the reason for that? I'm sure a lot of people feel like they want schar over here. What's the pshat? There's a fascinating chidor. There's a gevalde gevort. He's oimed on the fact, how could the Bernstein give schar in the next world? There's a Baal Tullin. You have to give, when a guy works for you, you got to pay him that day. So how does the Bernstein wait to give a schar till the next world? You remember that kasha? Chidor, you were here when I asked the kasha. It's not so long ago. 5 years ago. So, he says, you have to pay a person on the day. And we know the Rebbeinu Shel Olam keeps his own Torah. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam says, Mishmarti, Torah Shani, Torah Rebbeinu Shel Olam says, I keep the Torah too. So how does the Rebbeinu Shel Olam delay payment? So this endless pshatim in this. Mamish endless pshat. Some actually learn, we find halacha in Hilchos Shechiras, that if you hire a worker with a shliach, then there's no Baal Tolan. That means if I tell you, I go over to Benji, and I tell Benji to hire David, and Benji goes and hires David, there's no Baal Tolan. When David finishes the work day, if I don't pay him that day, I'm not over. So some want to say that since Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah to us, it was Aliyah Shliach, so there's no Baal Tolan under a bunch. The Marash Primo uses that to say, that's why Chazal said, Tzadik b'emunosa yichya. For Amunah, you get schar in this world. You know why? Because Anoichi lo yilacho, we heard straight from Hashem. So it was not Yidei Shliach. So on that, there was a din, b'yoyim etitin tzchorei. So for Amunah, you have to get reward here. But there's another pshat. There's another pshat. The Chidor has a pshat, a very fascinating pshat. The Chidor says, we find that Rishoyim, they get the reward in this world. That's what the Gemara says. Rishayim get reward in this world. Tzadikim get reward in the next world. Yeah. So, the Velt asks, why? It's Moshe Kapaya. What's the pshat? So the Chidosh says like this. He says, if you give a piece of material to a tailor, I'm talking about a choshe mishpat. You give a piece of material, let's say Ari goes, he buys some silk to make a kapata. He brings it to a tailor, they should make a kapata. And the tailor goes, makes a kapata. And the tailor finishes it today on Thursday. Right? And Ari ends up picking it up. Purim went by, he doesn't need it till next Purim. So he's not in a rush. So he goes tomorrow to pick it up. The shal says, Yoiv Balton, I just gave you the job to be me next year, Paul. So Shaila is the tailor Oivel, is Ari Oivel Baltolan. He didn't pay for the kapote today. The tailor finished it today. He called him up. Your kapote is waiting for you. Yoiv Balton. Shulchan Aruch Paskin Zinar Oivel Balton. Shulchan Aruch Paskin Zinar Oivel. You know why not? Because there's Aruch and Shulchan Aruch. Uman Koine B'Shevach Kli, which means that when a craftsman makes something, he owns it now. Till you pay him, because he improved it, he's like at least a partner in it. So you gave him a piece of material, he made a kapote, now he has ownership to that kapote. So it comes out, he's holding on to the reward. When you go, it's like you're redeeming it back. No Balton. Says the Chidog of Alta Gevart. He says, we know that tzaddikim, when they do a mitzvah, it changes them. But like the Gemara says, Rishayim, even the Torah is not real Torah. Torah Gadoimi, it's all minasaf of Lachus, it's all external. Zok the Gidor Achap like this. By the tzaddikim, where they change, so it comes out that they're holding on to the reward. Uman koina b'shvach kli. So the Rosh will have to pay them in this world. He's not over Baltol. But the Rosh doesn't change. So he's no Shvach Kli. Memele, Al Baltol and the Yevish to pay him in this world. But there's a much better pshat. Can't say better than the Chidor. Something that you could learn more from the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim has a gewaldig pshat. Chofetz Chaim speaks about the Shaila, whether you could sell your Olam Haba. If you remember a couple of years ago, Shavuos, that was one of my shiurim. Could you sell your Olam Haba? I gave shiur that year because it was a Lamaisa de Geshayla. Somebody here in the community bought another Jew's Olam Haba for $100,000. It was a Maisa Shoyin. The sale took place in King David Hotel in Jerusalem. Michael Steinhardt, he's not a firm man, but he's a big Baal stalker. He's the one who runs Birthright. He's a wealthy fellow. He has a lot of schusim. In Birthright, a lot of people become from that trip. It was the first time they were Moira, whatever. I'm not saying whatever his cheshbonos are, but he has a lot of schusim. So he met somebody from our neighborhood, a wealthy man, and they were talking about Olam Haba. So Michael Steiner made up his zog about Olam Haba. What he made up. So this guy said, you know, I'm buying your Olam Haba from you. Michael said, deal. Michael Steiner said, deal. How much do you want? $100,000. I'll give you a check right now. He took out a pen. $100,000. He bought his Olam Haba. They made a contract. Mamish, a contract signed. The whole, I don't know if it was notarized, but full-fledged contract. The sale of the Olam Haba. Anyway, so that year, Shavuos, I gave a shiur whether the sale works. But you want to hear a yid? I have to tell you this also. You see what a yid is. Michael Steinhardt, after he sold his Olam Haba, he got up. He was speaking by an event for American Jewish Congress. Not a very Hamish event. Right? None of you guys would be there. He's getting up to speak there. But punk, somebody in my community was there. For a particular reason he was there. He said, Michael Steinhardt got up to speak. Michael Steinhardt got up and he said this mice in front of the whole Congress. In front of the whole, everybody that came. He said, the mice, he went through the whole thing. He says, and I outsmarted that man. He says, because the Talmud states, Godu ha-ma'aseh yoisim en ois. it's greater to make somebody else give tzedakah than to give tzedakah yourself. I took that $100,000 the next day and I put it into birthright. Kum techois, I made him give tzedakah. God, lama'asa yesim and now I get more lama'apa. I'm not masking to the lundas, but Zayid. The Zayid. Because that ma'as alone, now that guy bought it too. He bought the ma'as. That guy bought that. He bought that also. But okay, I'm not going into Michael Steinhardt's lundas. Is that the pintleid? It's a pintleid. Anyway, so we went through the whole shas. Chofetz Chaim says, Klar, you cannot buy or sell Olam Habe. Chofetz Chaim says, why? He says, Olam Habe is such a tiny gruchni, it's such a pleasure, that nobody in the world can understand it. It's not shapshat you could imagine it. You can't even imagine what Olam Habe is. People go, oh, it's Mamash Olam Habe. That place, Sushi Mitsuyan, people use the term easily. Gan Eden Olam Habe. Sinitase. You can't even imagine. 1 second in Olam Habe, in more northern Kol Chai Olam Hazeh. Take all of the Geshmakai in Olam Hazeh, Yankovin, including skiing in Vermont. You put it all in one scale. He held up it, skiing in Vermont. Grand Canyon for Reb Shlomo. You put it all into one bucket. All the Hanor from Olam Hazeh, from when the world was created, Atzeif Kol Adoras. That's Kol Chai Olam Hazeh. Kol Chai Olam Hazeh doesn't mean your lifetime. It means from when the world was created. Ad Bias Koyol Tzedek B'Meirov Yomeinu. Take all of that Hanor, close to 6,000 years of Hanor, of Olam Hazeh, it's not doing it to Shachas. For I know from Olam Habo. Nusam Meila says the Chofetz Chaim, it's a Mekach Tos. The guy doesn't know what he's selling. It's not even shaykh for him to know what he's selling. He gives a marshal, a kid walks into a candy store. He doesn't know nothing. His father gave him $100 to put into the bank. He walks in candy store. He's buying a 5 cent candy. He doesn't know what $100 is. Goes to the county, gives the store owner the $100 for the candy. The store owner opens up the cash register. I don't have change. Sorry, sonny. The kid says, keep the change. I want some mekatos. The kid doesn't know what he's giving, doesn't know what it is. If I say garnish. Chofetz Chaim says, it's no shaykhs. Okay. So I'm not here to explain to you what's tainug olam haba. It's not shaykh. But I could explain to you the type of hanor that it is. How much it is, not shaykh to explain. But what is the hanor? What type of hanor? Like there's eating, there's drinking, there's sleeping, there's trips, there's a lot of geshmakas achen in the world. What's the type of hanor? So that we know from Chazal. That the hanor in Olam Habo is understanding better Torah. Understanding the Ribono Shel Olam better. Your tfisa, your higher level of insight and understanding, that's the hanor. Tzadikim yoyishim ha-teresem b'roshayim v'nenem yisib ha-shechim. There's a Beis Medrash Shomala. So the shpitz hanor is having a better understanding of the Ribono Shel Olam. Understanding of Kivei got better. The shpitz hanor. Anybody who's Arangiton learning knows there's nothing better. There's nothing better. That's my biggest taiva, like a shmakach of Kivega. And I'm a big bal taiva. I like steak. Everything you like, I like. I don't do everything I like, but everything you like. I don't do everything that you do. But whatever you like, I like also. I also like Olam Hazeh. Yeah, but there's no bigger hanor than my understanding of Kivega. Having a new understanding in a Torah is nothing more geshmak. And the more you understand it, the better it is. So that's the Hanor, the next world. The Hanor is a endless reservoir of chokhmah and understanding. That's the Hanor of Olam Habo. And in this world, it's not shaykh to have that kind of a tfis. That's the Hanor of Olam Habo. Behemoth, Every time a person does a mitzvah, he reaches that level. He gets closer to Havana and the Rabbanu Shalom. A better idea. His spiritual awareness matures. You understand? Every time you do a mitzvah, your whole tfisa is matures. Just like a person matures. I'm sure all of you look back at what you thought of 3 years ago, it was narishkeit. You didn't understand life the way you understand it today. In 5 years from now, you look back at today, say narishkeit. And it should be like that. I'm not, no tightness. If it's not like that, it's not good. That's life. Right? That's the way it goes. When you're 2 years old, your tanker truck is your whole life. You spent 3 hours looking for the tanker truck. When you're five, you go, Meshuggah, this is crazy. Spend for my tanker truck. I have a remote control here. Well, why would I be busy with my manual tanker truck when I have a remote control? What a tippish I was when I was three or two. Yeah. When you're nine, you have a Wii. Wii, what's a Meshuggah? The remote control. It's any dime is ever there. How could you even be bothered with that? It's ridiculous. V'chohena. That's the way we are in life. We mishtaiked. So that every ruchnius experience a person has, they go up in their brain development of understanding. That's malachim. Malachim understand they're living in a state where every mitzvah they do, they get closer to their Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Every commandment they listen to Hashem, that's their tachlis. Klal Yisrael b'Amid Har Sinai said, Nasa v'nishma. We understand that the biggest milah we have from doing mitzvahs is that each ma'aseh mitzvah we do will give us now a better nasa v'nishma. Now we'll be able to hear more. And the next mitzvah we're going to be nasa, we're going to reach a higher level of nishma. And each mitzvah that we're going to do, we're going to go that much higher. So they understood by Maimon Har Sinai that the tachlis of all the mitzvahs is just to get more. Mitzvah gereres mitzvah. Schar mitzvah mitzvah. They understood that. That was the Nasa v'nishma. They weren't stomping balabatish and saying, oh, we're going to do the mitzvah even before we hear it. No. That's Amma Paziza. That's what the Tziduki thought. The Tziduki missed the boat. No. Nasa v'nishma. We're going to do mitzvah A. We understand that through that we'll have a better achizim when we do mitzvah B. The mitzvah B will be a bigger shemeya for mitzvah C. And that's, you go up and you go up and you go up and that's how you go right. That's the whole idea. Now the oil already could connect it on their own. What's the shaykhs to the tapuach and to the leaf? But I suspect that some of you won't. So next week in Mitzvah Shem will be mashlim that chilek beis of it.